Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck Podcast. I'm Tom Callahan. Thank you so much for joining me. You can follow me on Twitter at Callahan on Air, and please join our new Talking Puck Discord. You can find the link in my Twitter bio as well. Look forward to having you be a part of our growing community. Well, as we are approaching our return to play here, well, this week is the interesting week, isn't it? It's when everybody's going to travel into the bubble. We have exhibition games set up this week and the travel into the bubble cities of Toronto and Edmonton. Testing is really going to be important this week. The NHL said only two players have tested positive for COVID-19 so far, which is tremendous. The NBA actually said that no players have tested positive so far inside the bubble, which is amazing to me. But I think for this next week or so, this is really when things hit mission critical. Now they're going to go inside their bubble. And if the NBA is doing a good job with theirs, as it seems that they are, and the NHL can do likewise, then I think that this will, on every front, be considered a success. And the health of the players and the coaches has to come first. And, you know, it's funny. I'm guilty of saying a little too often, well, the health of the players. What about the staff? What about the coaches? Several of the coaches in the National Hockey League are not spring chickens. These aren't young guys. A lot of them tend to be in their 50s and 60s. And the older you get, the more vulnerable you are to this virus. And that is something that, you know, it does concern me, and I suppose I don't spend enough time thinking about that. The support staff, what about the equipment managers? Think about these guys who are going to have to take every player's dirty laundry, as they always have, for however long they've been there. But some of the veteran guys who've been there for a while, there's a bit more risk involved now for them. And look, there's always going to be risk going forward. This is a new thing that we're dealing with. Even once there's a vaccine, it doesn't mean you don't get it. People will still be sickened by it, just like the flu. People will still die from it, just like the flu. But we have a better shot at A, not getting it, and B, fighting it once we do, after we get through this phase. So this is the real litmus test of how effective can leagues as a whole be at keeping their player bases healthy. And beyond that, the buy-in of those player bases. It really makes me scratch my head that baseball is not going to have a controlled environment in which the teams play. They're going to allow for travel, which to me is just an entire can of worms, and opportunities abound left and right for players to come up with COVID-19 when they're traveling and having to deal with the things that entail travel, including just simple things like getting a meal or getting on and off a plane, whether that plane is chartered or not. You still have to deep clean that plane every time. You still have to have a crew on that plane that, you know, how are you limiting their exposure? Are you quarantining an entire charter crew for the duration here? I know it's only 60 games for baseball, but these are things you have to think about. And right now, if you're the Toronto Blue Jays, you don't even have a home right now. So I do think the NBA and the NHL are doing things right by having those quarantine cities, if you will, where everybody goes into their bubble, and that's that. So I wish the NBA and the NHL well in doing this. I hope they're able to pull it off. It'll be nice to have sports back around, even though the time frame is going to be weird. But again, this week is the real test here of how they're going to be able to contain these things. And because of the way the NHL is handling the situation, where they're not exactly saying who has what, if they're hurt, if they are being quarantined, and instead opting to go with this unfit to play phrase, it leaves a lot to the imagination and some guesswork. Now, we're not seeing the typical reporting we would either, because there's not as much of a media presence, and the presence there is has to be socially distanced. So it's not the way we're used to going about things, but I think for now we have to accept that this is normal. This is the even less information that we'll get than we're used to getting. Hockey does not like to talk about injuries at all. Now it's just guys not playing. Why? Because he's not playing. And we have to be satisfied with that. That's what it's going to come down to. So, you know, those are your trade-offs in the return to play. That's what you're giving up to come back to. And honestly, I think a lot of fans are okay with that. It's just the way it's going to be. But once you get in there, once you get the games going, once you see games that matter, especially, I think the excitement will return. And as long as everybody's staying safe inside that bubble, this is when things get to ramp themselves back up. We can figure out next year when it comes time to figure out next year. But for the time being, this week is the most important week the NHL has had in the 2020 calendar year. Let's keep our fingers crossed that we get through it in fine shape. All right, everyone, thank you so much for listening. This has been another episode of Tiny Biscuits. Don't forget, Talking Puck TV airs with Mike Haynes and myself, a couple of former NHL voices, just talking hockey on Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific time on YouTube and on Twitch. Look forward to seeing you and talking to you very soon.